To the Rebel Wireless Hotline we go, and we welcome into the show our great buddy, Hanford Top Dog Dixon. And Hanford, I want to start with this. The competition, there's going to be some at multiple positions. I think there might not be a more intriguing battle. Well, I guess if you put aside kicker, but if we look at cornerback and we look at that spot opposite Joe Hayden, I think that's really where this thing gets extremely interesting because, you know, you've got Buster Skrine in the mix. You've got the third-round draft pick, Leon McFadden, who at some point is starting, if not right at the beginning, but he's certainly getting some cuts at it. And then a Chris Owens, a veteran who's part of the equation as well. Somewhere among those three, the Browns got to figure out a starter at that other corner spot and a guy that they want to put in that slot role in the nickel.
Yeah, Vic, it's going to be very interesting. And obviously, you can never, you and I both know you can never have enough corners because the way offensive teams run their offense today with the multiple sets and the spread sets and they're throwing the football constantly, you have to have corners that can cover. But most important for us, we have to have a corner, just like you said, opposite of Joe Hayden, a guy who's starting other side, and that's what we're looking for. We're just hoping one of these guys come to the forefront. Now, Vic, here's what I really believe, and here's what I truly believe. You know, McFadden, you know, one of his strong points is being able to play a man-to-man defense. I think he is the guy that we really want to see emerge and come up and do some things in order to take away that starting position. I mean, we're not going to give it to him. We want him to earn it. So hopefully he'll be the guy, and then we can keep Buster Skrine right there on the slot receiver in the nickel. When a team's go three and four wide receivers, we'll bring him in. And obviously, Owen, I mean, it's good to know we have another guy that could play. But I think right now, the way we look at this thing, we want McFadden to come in and take over this job. And hopefully he'll do that. But I like Buster Skrine too. I mean, he's a guy, a lot of people give him a hard time, but Vic, he competes. I mean, he go out there, yes, and each and every time he'll give you everything that he has. Obviously, we know he does a really good job against the slot receiver in the nickel. But, you know, for some reason, he has a little problem when he's out there in that corner all by himself. I think it's just a little something mental that he has to come over. But we have some talent there, and it's going to be interesting to see who rises to the top and take over that starting position.
And I'll say this, in terms of these offseason workouts, Buster Skrine has definitely made himself someone you have to watch. He has competed hard, as you talk about, and he looks to be a guy who knows more about what he's doing than he did previously. He's more confident in what he's doing. I think he's learning or has learned from the mistakes of last year. And to some degree, he got slack from, I think, that coaching staff to make some aggressive mistakes. You heard Pat Shurmur talk about it time and again that that he didn't want to temper his aggressiveness, you know, when it came to those mistakes, but he was making some mistakes that were, I guess, aggressive mistakes. And what I want to know from you is how much of that is allowable. You certainly played at an aggressive level, but you played at a Pro Bowl level because you made a lot of plays to go along with that. Can you see Buster's game, you know, rising to that next level in 1 year?
Well, there's no doubt, and there's no question about it, because one thing I like about Buster, as you heard me mention earlier, I mean, he's not afraid to compete. He's not afraid to go out there and mix it up with the best of the wide receivers. But he's a guy that hopefully he learns from his mistakes. He understands he's got a short memory. And out there in that corner, you have to have a short memory. You have to be able, even if you get beat, to go back out there and just throw it somewhere in your memory bank, know what happened and why you got beat, and become a better player the next time. I mean, you know, when I say that, you know, we want McFadden to take over that position, obviously he's a kid that we drafted this year. And, you know, again, we're going to need him one way or another. We're going to need him to contribute, because just like I said, a lot of teams, a lot of multiple sets, wide receiver sets, and we're going to need each and every one of those guys. But the cream has to rise to the top, because Vic, it's going to be nowhere to hide on that corner this year. And what I mean by that is, with the style of defense that we are going to play, there is going to be a lot of man-to-man coverage. And guys going to be out there on an island, as we say, all by themselves. And you have to be able to play man-to-man in this style of defense. I mean, hopefully you're not going to have to cover them forever, because we're going to put some pressure, or attempt to put some pressure on that quarterback and make him get rid of that thing pretty quickly there. Right. So I'm looking forward to this style of defense. I'm looking forward to our style of play. It's going to be a lot like Manny and I. I mean, you know, Vic, you know, we never went to the huddle. We always went out there because we know what we had to do and what we was up against each and every week. So I'm looking forward to it, and I just can't wait for training camp to start. I'm a little bit upset, though, Vic, looking at the schedule. You know, I remember having to lay on that dew and on that grass and you know, looking at the times. You correct me if I'm wrong, but practice starts at 4 o'clock.
4 to 6:30 is the schedule. Yes, it's going to be those dusk workouts, so very nice. Hanford Top Dog Dixon is joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yeah, you make so many great points about how this competition could shake out and what the Browns could have when it's all said and done. And again, it looks like Screen, for his part, and I think it's always impressive when someone from a previous group, a previous set of coaches, talent evaluators, had a guy, and he's still getting a chance to show his wares to this group. Now, some of that is by default. You have to have players, and you can't go out and find replacements for everybody. But I think some of it also is indicative of he showed something. That, you know, that Michael Lombardi and that this coaching staff at least liked enough to say, okay, it's worth a look. And by the reps that he got in the offseason, I definitely think he was making a strong case to maybe Hanford be the bridge, you know, be the guy that's there until Leon McFadden's fully ready to take the starting role.
Well, I think Buster, he's that type of guy, Vic, that that's ready to take this thing to the next level. And what I mean by that is okay, fine, you know, I've been playing inside, I've been playing a lot in the game, but now it's time for me to take it to the next level, to be a starter, to be at every down player in this league. And hopefully he's ready for that. You know, he'll show it in practice, but what's really going to show it is once we start the preseason game and we start to get ready for the season, then and carry that over, I think that's where we're going to really decide which one of these guys is going to start for us at that other corner.
Yeah, no doubt. And like you said, when the contact begins, when the intensity gets ramped up, and that's where I want to see Leon McFadden too, especially how he responds to the thing. He's a cool customer, I'll tell you that. When you talk with him, Hanford, the guy is very confident in what he's done. I think the fact that his dad played professional baseball, that's rubbed off on him in a big way. I think he's not overwhelmed by the enormity of the NFL. Now, he hasn't played an NFL game yet, and he hasn't lined up against A.J. Green or anybody yet. But I get the sense that, you know, he feels that he belongs in the National Football League.
Well, he'll really get it, and I'm laughing because, you know, I'm laughing because I'm going back to my rookie season and my first year when I lined up against one of those guys, and, you know, you couldn't tell me nothing. But once I lined up against one of those guys and one of them ran by me, I said, whoa, this is a totally different league right here. But you're right, Vic. But a guy like that, I mean, he knows he belongs in this league, and he's going to go through some growing pains. But there's not a doubt in my mind that he's not ready to take it to this level.
I want to talk to you about this topic from a defensive perspective, Hanford. Through your career, things happen on the offensive side of the ball, generally along the lines of somebody gets hurt, some key piece is missing for a stretch of games, perhaps. You hope it's no more than one, but sometimes multiple games. And I would imagine, as a defensive group, you knew in certain weeks and certain situations, or maybe the matchup, whatever it might be, that a lot would be leaning on you guys to carry the load. As I look at this Browns team right now, and a whole lot can change between now and September 8th when the season opens against Miami, but right now what we know is that the offense for that first game and the second game against Baltimore, at Baltimore, they will not have Josh Gordon in the lineup. They will be missing a key component. And as much as we talk about the receivers having to pick up the slack and Brandon Whedon and the whole offense doing its job, Trent Richardson, everybody stepping up to fill that void, I think a lot is on this defense to make sure it is doing the same thing, and not just in terms of what we just talked about, pass coverage, but the pass rush, stopping the run. I mean, the defense as a whole really has to respond.
Well, I think they will, Big. I think they will. With what, the way we're going to play it, the style we're going to play, the aggressive defense that we're going to play, I think these guys are going to step up. I think these guys are going to make more plays. I think they're going to get more turnovers. But I also look at the offensive side of the ball, and I think I think a lot of people are going to be surprised at what happened with this offense. Because I really think Wheaton is prime. I think he's ready to go. I think with Coach Norm right now being the offensive coordinator, that's have him under his wings, and I just think this guy is ready for a big season. Now it's very, very unfortunate that we're not going to have Josh Gordon for a couple of games. I think that's very, very unfortunate because we need everyone. But what we really need to take some of that pressure off of Wheaton is going to be Trent Richardson. He is going to be a big, big key for us this year. I mean, he's got to be that guy, Vic, that we picked coming out of the University of Alabama. He's got to be the guy that stays healthy, that's on the field, that's running with just recklessness, just picking up yards and playing the Alabama type style of a play that he played down there. He's got to bring that here. And there's not a doubt in my mind that he's going to do that. But I really think this offense is going to play, and it's going to play well. And again, it's all going to start right there up front with that offensive line, and then the next key is going to be our quarterback, Wheaton, who I think is ready to go.
Yeah, I think you're making some great points, and I think this is something that has to resonate throughout the team. And if there's any benefit to this suspension, it's that they know about it now, that they can establish this mindset that you're describing. And I loved how you mentioned that regarding Richardson. Just really, if he didn't have enough motivation in wanting to, you know, crack through that 1,000-yard mark to put his name up there as someone who is worthy of the third overall pick and wants to look like that kind of player now in year two that he wasn't in year one for the most part, just the idea that you can get all of this in your collective mindset through these weeks, the 6 weeks now between now and the start of training camp, through the preseason, because you know the task is to beat two teams without that key weapon on offense.
Hey, Vic, you know what? I wanted to say this about Josh, because I like the kid. I mean, I really like him, and I think he's a phenomenal athlete. I just hope right now that the light has gone off in his head right now to say, hey, you know what? This is it for me. I cannot afford any more mess up. The Cleveland Browns took a chance on me, and I'm not going to let them down. I'm not going to let the fans down anymore. So I just really hope, because if you sit down and you talk to him, and you have many a time, mm-hmm. You know he's a good kid. I mean, he really is a good kid, and I want to see him do well, and I just hope this is it for him.
Yeah, great point. Hanford, thank you so much. Appreciate you taking the time to join us, my friend. Have a great weekend, and we have got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850 WKNR.